Jones has talked the talk and he's ready to walk the walk.
Jones walks in and fires, scores! Seth Jones with a bullet.
Nice pass to Popeye Jones.
Popeye Jones.
Beautiful.
Certainly was.
Seth Jones lowered the boom.
Are you kidding me?
He did it. Now you would see that shot on all of the late night sports shows.
Jones hammers it home. One timer.
So I was going to make this all about the kid, but Popeye Jones, we just saw you tip the ball in on a jump ball. You remember that, of course. Has anyone in history other than you ever done that?
I don't think so. I think it was creative. It came from the bench. You know, it was a low shot clock. There was a jump ball, and the coach said, just try to tip it in. So that's what I tried to do.
So, Seth, remember your dad Popeye was a pretty big deal back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear.
So Seth Jones is in Portland, where he plays, of course, for the Winterhawks. Popeye is in East Rutherford, New Jersey. He's an assistant with the Brooklyn Nets. Seth, be honest. Does your dad know anything about hockey?
Very, very little. Very little. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, he knows a lot about it, actually. You know, he knows about all the rules and stuff like that. So when we first started, obviously, he didn't know anything, but, he loves the intensity and the fast pace of the game.
Okay, so ask him a question, a hockey question right now, and let's see how he does. Could be, who won the Stanley Cup last year or anything. Ask him a hockey question, and this is totally random.
All right. Who won the Stanley Cup? No. That's not
he knows
question.
I know that
how,
one.
how many Norris trophies did Nicklas Lidström win?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to take a guess at it, though. That's a tough one. I'm going to say he played 20 seasons, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say 12.
No, 7.
12 would be,
That's what?
The fact
excessive.
That you knew Nicklas Lidström played 20 seasons, I think we give you full marks. So let's go back to 1999. Seth, you were 5 years old and Popeye was playing for the Denver Nuggets. How did this story of Seth Jones, the hockey player, the kid that got interested in hockey, begin? Your memories of it, Popeye?
It started with his older brother, Justin. You know, Seth was just a little snotty-nosed kid running around, and his older brother wanted to play hockey. And Seth, you know, just like, all other little brothers, they're tagging along, want to do what their brother, wants to do. So we were at the hockey store, and he wanted hockey equipment as well.
Now, Seth, your recollection of 2001, I saw the shot of you. Game 7 in Denver, Stanley Cup Finals. It's the Avs and the Devils. I got to ask you, first of all, 3 tickets on the glass? How did you get those seats?
Well, I got to thank Dad for those, obviously.
It cost Dad a lot of money.
How do you get 3 tickets for Game 7 on the glass?
Hey, I tell you what, though, with those, I'm still mad because back then we were always a Dallas Stars family, and then he changed and became an Avalanche fan when he was a little boy. So I'm still disappointed over that one.
Seth, Joe Sakic, I know, gave your dad some advice on how to get you into hockey. Over the years, Joe Sakic and I know Mike Modano has had some influence as well. Have those guys given you advice?
No, they haven't. I haven't had the chance to talk to them personally. That'd be an honor to do that. And to sit down and talk with them one-on-one. But, I just learned a lot from them, just how they played the game and how smart they were when they played and how they presented themselves off the ice. So I really try to look after them in that sense.
So let me ask you some fast questions now before we go to break. Is your dad a hockey dad, a true hockey dad?
Yes, he is. Okay. He is a hockey dad.
Did he ever lace up your skates?
He did, actually, a couple
did
times.
Did he ever drive you before sunrise to a hockey game?
Mostly my mom did that. My dad was on the road and stuff.
No excuses here.
With basketball.
Well, when I was at home, I did it.
Yeah, at home, when we used to get half our stuff dressed and at home and then drive to the rink at 6 in the morning. But, my mom did all that stuff, actually, all the driving and at 5 in the morning. And, I got to... Got to give her praise for that.
Did he ever embarrass you yelling at the coach about ice time or the referee? That's a key question.
Yeah, he did all the time.
Is that true,
Popeye?
No, he was the dad who sat on the glass and watched the game and really enjoyed it. But I was more on my mom's side.
Did you ever take shots on the driveway, though? I mean, that for a Canadian hockey dad, that's key. Did you guys ever shoot on the driveway?
He didn't shoot. We actually had a basketball net and a hockey net in our driveway. So, he might have been out there shooting baskets or something and trying to put a basketball in our hands, but, you know, we obviously wanted to shoot some pucks.
We got to go to break. Popeye, your son was a little late for the interview. Didn't you want to say something to him?
Yeah, you know who we play tomorrow, so, you know, I was busy. What were you late for? We got Miami. I was working.
Oh.